is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The White House has released new information about President Trump's health.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump reported some swelling in his legs and underwent extensive medical testing,
including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign in common condition.
Common, she said, for people in their 70s. Levitt also said bruising on the president's hand was due to handshaking and aspirin. As for the bottom line,
the president remains in excellent health.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Pediatricians say the CDC is limiting access to COVID vaccines for uninsured children. More from CBS's Alexander Tin.
The CDC is ending a requirement that providers keep COVID shots in stock for their patients. It comes after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. earlier this year ordered the CDC to narrow its broad recommendation for COVID vaccines, saying that only children with additional risk factors should get the shots.
The fate of the bill canceling $1 billion in funding for public broadcasting is now up to the House. The CEO of National Public Radio says the defunding is a risk to public safety.
Many people in rural parts of Wisconsin rely on public broadcasting. Kathy Smith has been listening and watching for years.
I'm just sick about it. I'm a retired teacher. I relied on public broadcasting. And for me personally, raising my own two kids, we lived out in the country. We didn't have cable TV. We didn't have Dish. We relied on public TV, public radio.
Kathy worries it will take years for public broadcasting to recover. Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Israel says it deeply regrets its strike on the only Catholic church in Gaza. Three people were killed. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told President Trump it was a mistake. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The Latin Patriarchate in Jerusalem said that the Holy Family Church in Gaza was struck by an air raid that wounded several people, including the parish priest, Father Gabriel Romanelli. It said the church was also damaged. The Italian prime minister blamed Israel for the attack, and the Israeli army said it is investigating.
Singer Connie Francis has died. She had more than a dozen top 20 hits in the 1950s and 60s, including Pretty Little Baby, which recently became popular again on TikTok. Connie Francis was 87. Stocks higher again today. Another record close for the Nasdaq, it would appear, with the Nasdaq up 153 points, Dow up 230. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson with a quick news update. Racine schools are losing more than $800,000 for after-school programs because of cuts from the Trump administration. Wisconsin was supposed to get about $72 million on July 1st. That would have been dispersed to schools all over the state. Instead, the state was notified on June 30th that money wouldn't come. It was already authorized by Congress in a bill that was signed into law by President Donald Trump just a few months ago. The Racine County Eye reports Racine schools and community groups were set to get $817,000. Attorney General Josh Call has added Wisconsin to a multi-state lawsuit, arguing that the Trump administration cutting off more than $6 billion to American schools is unconstitutional. And the National Weather Service is investigating at least 10 possible tornadoes yesterday in southwestern Wisconsin. Before yesterday, Wisconsin had 26 tornadoes so far this year. We usually only see 23 for the whole year. And more than 170 employees are coming to Racine from Chicago. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports SC Johnson is relocating 170 workers here in an effort to improve collaboration. They'll work at a building in Mount Pleasant that the company bought last year from the Educators Credit Union. And Milwaukee's famed Bastille Days celebration kicks off today. There's French food, live music, and the famous Eiffel Tower replica at Cathedral Square Park. One of the highlights is the annual Storm the Bastille 5K run. It brings thousands of runners through the downtown streets at night. That starts at 9 o'clock. The free festival runs through Sunday. And that's news from WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
And up update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. It's 66 at our studios.
The Beatles on WRJN. You know, reading children bedtime stories is important, of course, but it may not be as effective in helping them to learn language as talking to them before they go to sleep. Research shows engaging children in basic conversation could be up to 6 times more effective than reading to them. Health experts in the U.S. say even if the baby or toddler cannot form words, their primitive responses to a conversation helps to develop their language skills.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation. Good, 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 good.
the day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. Around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, WRJN is proud to be the Kenosha Homecoming Car Show information station this year. Thousands of cars built at American Motors in Kenosha are coming home next week, July 22nd through the 27th. All kinds of events are scheduled, including the big car show on Saturday the 26th at Kennedy Park. More details coming soon on the air and online at WRJN.com.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, that life forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
From 1959, it's Bobby Darin and Mac the Knife on WRJN. That song was actually written in 1928 for the German play The Three Penny Opera. Mac is Macbeth, the title character. Bobby Darin decided to perform the song when he saw a production of The Three Penny Opera in Greenwich Village in 1958.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Take a letter, Maria,
address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I roamed to work nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. Well, big news for local news. WRJN and the Racine County Eye have partnered to create the largest news team in the county, so you can get quick updates on air and full reports online at RacineCountyEye.com. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Sholly Pittman. Workers at SC Johnson & Company are coming to Racine County by the end of next year. That's according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The company is relocating about 170 employees here. They're coming from Chicago. Now, workers will work out of a building in Mount Pleasant that the company bought last year from the Educators Credit Union. And the plan is to storm the Bastille at sundown. Milwaukee's Bastille Day Festival gets going today in Cathedral Square Park, offering French food, live music, and the famous Eiffel Tower replica. One of the highlights is the annual Storm the Bastille 5K run, which brings thousands of runners through downtown streets. That starts at 9 tonight. The festival runs through Sunday with free admission for all ages. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. Right now, it's 64.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, it was 30 years ago this week. In fact, July 16th, 1995, that Amazon.com sold its first book. The first sale was Fluid Concepts and Creative Analogies. The company began selling music and videos in 1998, and the rest, as they say, is history.
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you plan on enjoying a day at Racine's North Beach, stop by the beachside oasis to recharge and cool off and stay in the know with Dan Marcus's Sand and Surf Report, which airs several times daily between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating, adding vibrant color inside and out.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent to brand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, opens this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure that you're cool all season long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. Then, it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1963. It's all coming up.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky-tonk blues. Give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. It was a big day on Wall Street. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 closed at record highs thanks to some strong corporate earnings and a better-than-expected reading on retail sales. They were up 0.6% in June after falling in May. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report, along with the strong sales from Amazon Prime Days and other retailers, shows that consumers are willing to spend, though they may be getting a little bit more price-sensitive and choosy.
The White House says the recent swelling in President Trump's legs is due to chronic venous insufficiency. Here's CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
In general, this is a relatively benign condition by itself. The important thing is you want to make sure that it's not being caused by something serious. And they report that they've ruled out the more serious causes, at least the most common ones. There are some rare causes that they didn't talk about, but for now, they're saying that the president is in